Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with Chris Vermeulen, founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, one theme that seems to be taking hold of these markets, well, in all fairness, it has been underlying a lot of these markets recently, has been this general rotation trade. But just over the last about week's worth of trading here, we have seen some pretty significant rotation out of high-flying tech stocks, out of the NASDAQ broadly, into a bit more of these reopening stocks, including energy, industrials. That's why we're seeing the Dow do, well, better than a lot of the other broad averages. Take us through the rotation that you're seeing and some of the more significant moves that you're noting, please.
Sure. Yeah. Well, just as you mentioned there, we are seeing rotation out of the high-flying stocks. So solar, clean energy, the electrical vehicle market, biotech. Well, actually, bios had a good pop. It had a big reversal just yesterday. But more or less, we're seeing like this big move of money coming out of all the leading sectors. And it has been moving into other sectors, which we haven't really seen too much, which is the energy and the industrials. And we're seeing, you know, while the NASDAQ is correcting, you know, about 8% from its recent high in only about a week, we've seen the energy sector like XOP, which is the oil exploration stocks, even the general energy sector ETF, has been moving higher the whole time, completely bucking the trend. So money's coming out of the leaders. It seems to be shuffling into these economic stocks, industrials, and that's why the Dow is holding up very well. I mean, it's barely even pulled back. It's still holding above its 5-day moving average, while the NASDAQ is actually breaking below its 50-day moving average. So it's a huge difference in terms of divergence and which is the leading sector at this point. What's really interesting is when you look at the internals of the market. So I've got a list I call the ban hot list, and it lists all the sectors and rates them of their trends. Is there big money flowing in or out of them? What is the bias? Do they have new momentum triggers to the upside or to the downside? And in the last two trading sessions, we've seen that whole view of all these sectors go from all green to a lot of reds and oranges, meaning a lot of trends are turning neutral. Some of them are now trending down. And we're seeing a lot of damage across the board in these leading sectors, down very big. And what's really interesting is a lot of these sectors that have been leading the way, these ETFs, they all today are restricted, meaning the SECs, they put a restriction on them that you can't short them. You have to use the uptick rule to short them. So people just can't keep selling these leading stocks and just crush the market. So that to me is a sign that the SEC, the money flow, there's obviously some huge money moving out of this market. People are taking profits on these high-flying sectors. There's huge volume. And I talked about this with subscribers a couple of days ago saying, you know, we haven't seen any heavy volume distribution selling. Well, Tuesday, we have huge selling volume across the board in all the leading sectors, and ETFs are being blocked from people being able to short them easily. So there's definitely something going on. I've felt this kind of market correction kind of brewing. And the big question is this just a shakeout, a quick whipsaw low in the leaders, and then they rip back to new highs? Or has there been damage done enough that this is actually going to be a small bounce after this? And then we just see the price roll over and we go even lower. And that's what I'm feeling is actually going to happen, that we're actually going to see prices go lower over the next week or so, and that we could be in a little bit bigger of a market correction than people think.
So what are you going to be watching in terms of charts, in terms of sectors, to confirm that sell-off bias that you have right now?
Right. So there's two ways to look at the market, or there's two times to focus on the market. So the market is either favorable to own stocks, which the NASDAQ is threatening to break down and be unfavorable. The Dow, the Russell, and the S&P 500 are still favorable. But by the end of this week, I think we're going to see enough potential shift to the downside, enough damage to these charts, that the technicals are going to they're going to be pointing to the market is now a risk off. You do not want to hold stocks because the market is not favorable. So we're not there yet, but I like to look at a lot of market internals where the big money is flowing. It could be the Aussie dollar and Japanese yen. When people are bullish, they pile into the Aussie dollar. When you see the yen going up more than the Aussie, then people are becoming very defensive. We want to see people, if people start piling into utilities, if they pile into consumer staples and they move into bonds, those are all going to be signs that, hey, if more money, big money is flowing into those big asset classes, that is a bad sign. That means big money is actually locking in profits on the high flyers. They're moving into these defensive plays. And that's going to give us the signal, or a good chunk of the signal, for us to move fully to cash potentially by the end of this week. And then from there, we literally just sit back and we let this market shake itself out. It could be a 3-day correction or pause before we get a new buy signal. It could be 2 months like we saw last September. We don't know, but there's no point in holding stocks if they've broken to the downside and they're trending lower, because for all we know, there could be another very sharp drop, a 20, 30% drop in a heartbeat, and there's no point in holding something and it's in a downtrend. So we're going to be watching from the sidelines most likely here and waiting for the next buy signal going forward, which we just don't know when that's going to be yet.
So, Chris, in all fairness, we're not really seeing that rotation into these more defensive sectors. We're seeing this rotation more into these restart or economic restart type of trades, like energy, like industrials, and even like hotels and cruise ships. How do you balance that out? Because we aren't seeing investors, it seems like, be scared yet. They're just moving into sectors that haven't had these really epic runs.
Yeah, we're not seeing the big flood of people move into defensive sectors yet. I mean, just look at bonds. I mean, they're just constantly going down and down, and no one has any interest in owning bonds or being defensive yet. But when you look back at the chart of bonds and the way, you know, human psychology works is everyone is the most bullish, you know, right when the market tops, and no one wants bonds. They're in free fall mode. Utilities have been sold off really strong in the last few days. So I feel like we're getting there, but we're not going to see that flood into defensive until we see like the upward momentum in the stock market needs to stall out over a few more days. Then people start to get nervous, and that's when we're going to see if there's going to be any real flow into these defensive assets. And then we start to see the defensive plays outperform the stock market. And if so, that's going to start to give us these early warning signs that this stock market is most likely going into a deeper correction. So right now, all we're doing is we're waiting to see if the stock market momentum is going to stall and roll over here from a technical standpoint, or if it's going to bounce. And we don't know where that's going to go at this point. The hot sectors are the energy sector and industrials. They are moving up while the rest of the world here is kind of collapsing. And those are the safe pockets right now. But the momentum has really been lost in this market. So I think you got to tread very lightly. It just feels like everything is at an extreme where we're going to have a very sharp pullback. I mean, the NASDAQ's pulled back 8% already. A lot of people don't realize, you know, that's a pretty big move. If the markets break down, we're going to see, you know, the S&P 500, the Russell and the Dow, they're going to catch up because those leading stocks that are holding those sectors up right now will eventually get sold and dropped into. So we're just at this really finicky point in the market over the next couple of trading sessions where we're trying to get a gauge if this market sell-off has got legs behind it, if there's more heavy selling, or if it's nothing more than just a wave of stops being run, it's a shakeout, and they're going to continue to go higher. So it's really tough to see what's going on, and we've been trimming off positions, and we're just waiting to see what's going to happen because the market could very easily continue to go much, much lower from where we are right now. And from a technical standpoint, it's losing its momentum each day here pretty dramatically. And it's on the verge of clicking to a downtrend. We're only 1 or 2 days away from a confirmed new downtrend, believe it or not. And that's even on the S&P 500, which is holding up still fairly well. So there's a lot of technicals under the hood giving us sell signals that this momentum is stalling.
So this is a key point for the markets to see where they go from here. Say we do get a little bit more weakness in here and a bit more worry comes into the sector. How big of a drop or correction or even bear market could this turn into? Or is it too early to answer that?
Well, I think we could easily see the market go back down to the beginning, like the February lows that we saw, which from where we are today, it's roughly another 5% to the downside on the S&P 500. If we start to break that level, then I mean, we're going to see it have a much more dramatic move. That's probably going to bring us down to about a 10% correction in the S&P 500, and that's really going to shake things up. It's going to bring us back down into the September consolidation that we saw last year. So there's quite a bit of downside. I mean, if the S&P 500 falls 10%, the Russell's probably going to fall quite a bit more. The Nasdaq probably even more potentially. So there's quite a bit of downside. I mean, a bear market is a long ways away from where we are right now. In my opinion, bear markets are going to take a long time to unfold. It'll take a few months, most likely. Unless there's a massive collapse, like something over 20%, then it'll kind of trigger, more or less anything beyond a 20%, you could argue is a bear market. But yeah, I'd be looking for a 5 to 10% pullback in the S&P 500 and a sideways range that could last several months.
Okay. Now, Chris, one, I guess, broad comment we can make here is that I want your opinion on if money is actually exiting the markets. We are seeing a bit of a downtrend here in the broad averages, especially the Nasdaq. So clearly money is rotating out of the Nasdaq. But one of the continued stories has been more of this rotation of money, and that's why these markets have held up and then just kept moving higher. Do you see money actually exiting this market during this recent correction?
Well, we're starting to see elevated volume in a lot of the big sectors. So there's definitely money moving out. When there's a big volume spike on a big down day, that's some big players moving out of the market, locking in gains and reducing exposure. When we look at the when you look at the S&P 500 volume, we're really just normal volume. We're not seeing big distribution selling or any actually on the S&P 500. You look at the Nasdaq, it's a pretty big volume day on Tuesday, and it's a big down day. So there's definitely money coming out of the high flyers. And the big question is it just a big wave of profit taking, or is this just the start of something much deeper? And we don't know that yet, but I think by the end of this week, we're going to know if we are still in an uptrend or if we're starting a new downtrend. And that's going to be critical because you need to manage positions. If we turn into a downtrend, you need to have your positions managed because it's very easy to give up a lot of gains very quickly in only a few days if you don't know when to pull money off the table and step aside.
Well, Chris, good chatting with you, buddy. Thank you for kicking off today's editorials. And let's see how the rest of this week progresses and if this weakness is nothing more than a short-term buy-the-dip opportunity, or if we are finally in maybe even the early stages of a correction that has been long overdue for the broad averages. Chris, good chatting with you. I will post a link to the Technical Traders website where everyone can follow along with what you're trading. Have a great rest of your week there, Chris.
Thanks, Corey. Take care.